Welcome to Short Take. Mona Kathleen Otterbach studied architecture in Stuttgart and Paris. She followed that with production design at the Film Academy Baden-Württemberg, graduating in spring 2017. Since then, she's been working as a freelance production designer and art director. Mona Kathleen has worked on films such as Sweet Disaster and Frankie Five Star. All of her projects have a connection to surreal worlds and deal playfully with reality. This is also the case in her new project, Milk Teeth. The film celebrated its world premiere at the International Film Festival Rotterdam in January 2024. We talked to Mona Kathleen via video call for this interview. Hi, Mona.
Hi, it's nice to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast, Short Take, is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood ideally in three words?
A little bit excited because I've never done something like this before. Mm-hmm. And I'm also honored to represent the art department this year at German Films.
Yeah.
And thankful for the nice time I had at the Berlinale this year, meeting friends and, mm-hmm. yeah, totally great filmmakers. And a little bit tired after the Berlinale.
Yeah, after the Berlinale, I think that is well-deserved, probably. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I love going for a walk with my dog. It's the most relaxing for me.
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Maybe chocolate, but I won't say that it's a guilty pleasure. But
it's a pleasure. Wonderful. What is the favorite job you've done? It can be anything. Obviously, it can be a production design job, but it can be something else entirely.
That's a hard question because I'm very thankful for all my projects mm-hmm. I have done. They all led me to the way where I am now. And it's very hard to pick one because I had so many opportunities in the past and also in the mm-hmm. future to work with so many amazing people on projects and stories that I really liked and that I like telling. I think it's very mm-hmm. important to tell many of those stories.
Okay. Well, we'll take that answer.
Thank you.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
That even if we haven't seen each other in a very long time, and even if there's so much distance between us, because I'm traveling all the time mm-hmm. for my job, it's always like we have seen each other yesterday. We can also come together. And yes, we all change for sure. But with them, I have the feeling there's like always home.
What is your favorite food?
Ooh. I would say it in French. Artichaut avec une sauce vinaigrette et avec du citron.
Nice.
I love artichokes. Yeah.
Yes. If you weren't a production designer, what would you be?
Maybe an astronaut or a vet, like an animal doctor.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would love to fly mm-hmm. like a bird.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also something as an audience member that you saw that really touched you or impressed you.
It's a childhood memory because I was watching as a child all the time Indiana Jones and Last Crusade with my mom because she really liked Harrison Ford. mm-hmm. And we watched it like 100 times, I think, and we both can do the dialogue by heart. And even today, I love it to watch that movie with her. It's like before Christmas, we sit there and we're watching like Indiana Jones together.
Great. What was or what is the last book you read or maybe still read?
I'm now in train to read the book for an upcoming project. It's called Sisters in Arms by Shida Basyar. Mm-hmm. And it will be a film directed by Milena Aboyan.
Nice.
Yes. And the other book, I'm now in train to read the second time. Mm-hmm. It's Entangled Life by Merlin Sheldrake. And I really like this book. It's about mushrooms and micelles and how they influence our world.
I think everybody who's watched The Last of Us will be very intrigued.
There are similarities.
Yes. Hopefully just
partial similarities.
I hope so too, but it's a really interesting book and I really would like to recommend it.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Le Petit Prince.
What is the next, possibly German, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
Thank you so much. I've already seen my last movie and I'm really happy to have seen it because it was amazing. It was in the IMAX in Rotterdam and on the big screen and I really loved it. So also a big recommendation, but I'm also interested in The Zone of Interest for sure. And The Out One by Nora Finkscheid, I would love to see. I would have loved to see it at the Berlinale, but there were no tickets left when I looked the last time. And yeah, maybe like out of my past, I really love Beetlejuice and there will be a sequel this year.
Yes.
So I'm also excited for that one, but I have also fears because...
Will it be good?
Yeah, but let's see. But I'm excited for it.
Which German upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
There are a lot of talents, a lot of really talented German filmmakers. I would love to recommend the ones I worked with for sure, like Sophia Bösch. I really loved working with her on Milk Teeth and I like the way she's directing and also the visions she has. And then I have to name one I never worked with before, but I'm a big fan of his work. He's called Nicolas Steiner. He's a documentary filmmaker. 3 years ago, he was very successful with Above and Below.
Okay.
And yeah, now he's working on his first feature and I'm really excited for that movie. And I would love to work with him in the future.
Okay. Thanks for the recommendations. Now we're getting a little bit personal. What do you like most about yourself?
Oh, I would say the people around me, my friends, my family. I'm very thankful for them to have them around me and support me in everything I do.
What do you dislike about yourself? Sorry.
My enormous consume of caffeine to start the day. But I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm changing to green tea.
Ooh, okay.
I try to.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
It's maybe that I left my dog with my mom for the Berlinale because I really miss her.
Which random thing makes you happy?
I would say the same as before. The people around me make me happy.
That's a perfect answer. Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Maybe not a motto, but it's always be respectful with everyone and to each other. I think empathy is really important.
That's a great motto. I think a lot of people could use that motto. And we're already at the last question, which might be a little bit tricky to answer. I don't know. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
I would say Helena Bonham Carter, maybe.
Nice. That's a nice one. Yes. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mona. It was lovely.
Thank you for the lovely interview and thanks for being here. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here as one of the German face-to-faces this year.
Yes, absolutely. Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.